I'm not quite sure how it happened or even why, but a few months after retiring from the New York City Police Department, I picked up a pad and pen and started writing. Like most cops, I had stories to tell, and for some reason I can't explain, I felt the need to put them on paper. I had no training in writing other than police reports, but that little voice in the back of my head, the one that kept me safe all those years, was now nagging at me to tell my stories. For 20 years, my family and friends didn't really understand what I did for a living. It was like I was living a double life, and they only knew half of it. I would go to work early in the evening, and most times I didn't return till early in the morning. Of course, they knew I was a cop, but what did that mean? Most civilians get their information about police work from the newspapers, which barely get half the story right, or they get it from television shows that are 99% pure out-of-this-world fantasy. Sometimes I would share some of the funny stuff about the job, but the blood, the gore, and especially the danger, I needed to keep to myself. When my wife would call me at work and ask how things were going, I would always tell her I was having a nice, quiet night. Even if I was sitting on some dark street, armed with two guns strapped to my hip, waiting for some perp wanting on a homicide to show up so we could jump him, my answer was always the same. I'm having a nice, quiet night. Once I was sitting in my office talking to her on the phone, and there was a shooting right on the station house block. The sound of gunshots boomed and echoed through my office window, causing me to duck. This might sound unusual, a drive-by shooting right next to the station house, but at the time I was working in the Bronx, and in the Bronx, shit happens. I had to put my hand over the receiver so she wouldn't hear the gunfire and go nuts worrying. When I tried to hang up so I could run outside, she got mad at me. She was busy telling me that the bills were killing us this month and we had to watch the spending. I wanted to tell her that I had to go because I thought something else just got killed down the block, but I couldn't do that. Instead, I think I told her my stomach was upset because I ate some bad rice and beans and I had to go to the bathroom. Now. A few seconds later, I was charging down the block, gun in hand, running into who knows what. The credit card bills and the mortgage were gonna have to wait. I wanted to write some of my stories down just in case I dropped dead or I crossed the street one day and got run over by a bus. I didn't want them to die with me. I don't claim to be anything special, and my experience is no different than any other cop out there. I just took the time to write some of it down. When I would get together with my buddies, mostly other retired cops, it wouldn't take long before the tales started flying, and each story was just as incredible as the last. When I entered the police academy, an old-time instructor told me, "Kid, you just bought yourself a front-row seat to the greatest show on earth." What he was telling me wasn't anything new. I think every old cop has used that line on every new cop, in every city, and every small town, in every corner of the country. And the reason it's used so much is because it's true. Every word of it. I don't care if you work in Manhattan or in some tiny village out in the middle of nowhere with just one lawman in it. We all have stories. I wish all of us would put them on paper, because there's nothing funnier or more terrifying than a good cop story. Like most active cops, I've forgotten much more than I remembered. When I was in uniform, it wasn't unusual to handle 20 jobs a night. And when I was in plain clothes, my team and I would make several felony collars a week, mostly robberies, assaults, and gun arrests. I wish I would have kept a diary or taken more pictures, then maybe I could recall more. But some stories stay with you forever. Some you never forget, no matter how hard you try. When I was a kid, my father was a cop. Not the easiest childhood in the world, but it was interesting. Whenever I would do something bad and tried lying about it, he was always one step ahead of me. He was used to interrogating murderers, so getting the truth out of me wasn't that difficult. I usually cracked under the pressure in about 10 seconds. I grew up in a no-nonsense blue-collar neighborhood where toughness was valued as much as, or more than, anything else. And in that neighborhood, the old man reigned as king. You either loved him or feared him, and he really didn't care which it was. He was also the neighborhood problem solver. Once some pervert had flashed one of the neighborhood teenage girls, and it was brought to his attention. This was the old days, so not everything was adjudicated with an arrest. When I asked him how he handled it, the only thing he said was, "He'll never do that again." I'm not quite sure what he meant, but the guy was never seen or heard from in my neighborhood again. He was also a great storyteller, as were his friends. I loved it when his cop buddies would come by the house, swaggering in with all that hardware hanging off their belts and talking about what happened out on patrol the night before. To me, these were the coolest guys in the world, real men, and I wanted to be one of them. I never wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or even an astronaut. I wanted to be the one standing over the dead guy in the middle of the street, trying to figure out who killed him. It's not that I'm a dummy or an underachiever. It's just that none of those other professions called me as much as police work did. I think that's why I was a solid C student in school. Algebra, physics, geometry were useless to me. I was never going to do brain surgery or travel to the moon. I was going to be a cop. Deep down inside, I knew I was put on this earth to catch bad guys. I just wish it paid as much as some of those other professions. When I first started writing, I didn't know where it was going or what it would lead to. I just kept listening to that little voice in my head that told me to shut up and keep writing. After I wrote my first story, Growing Pains, I took a chance and handed it out to a few trusted friends and relatives to get some input. If the writing sucked and I was wasting my time, I figured I could always start a vegetable garden or maybe make beer in a home brewery to help fill up my free time. But what happened next surprised me. Almost everybody said they had a tear in their eye by the time they finished reading the story. It wasn't the reaction I was expecting, but I figured having the ability to make people cry without whacking them over the head with a nightstick and dragging them off to jail was a good start. So I kept at it. The next story was hot dogs, and my same trusted advisors said it made them laugh. Then came mugshot, and they were getting misty again. Being a cop for 20 years makes you very cynical and skeptical. Every day when you're on patrol, people lie to you, or at least tell you what you want to hear. So when I heard those first couple of compliments, I didn't know whether to believe them or not. I'm more of a meat eater than a vegetarian, so the vegetable garden wasn't really calling me. And the more I thought about making beer, the less it appealed to me. It seemed like a lot of unnecessary work. Going to the store and buying a nice cold six-pack was more to my liking, so I kept at the writing.